We are getting started in B'yam Darkecha on the essence of the inner work of Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, once Shabbat ends, and what do we have to do and what are the inner workings? Just want to remind everybody that tonight is the Yidula Kadisha of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kaduri, Zatzal Zechet Tzadik Kadosh Yivracha, who is one of the master Kabbalists in the last generation, lived well over 110 years old, something out of this world. Perfect timing, Baruch Abba. And he was a giant tzaddik. Many different stories are told about him. But there's one story that I wanted to share, just to show of his greatness. That once there was a guy that went on the radio here in Israel and started to trash Rav Kaduri for 5-10 minutes. He was literally saying the most disgusting things about Rav Kaduri. He's one of the biggest tzaddikim in the world. So a group of people, rabbis, came together. Amongst them, one of the sons of Rav Ovadia. And said, we have to do a cherem on this person. We have to make sure that he's not accepted and he's like excommunicated on all fronts. And even the son of Rav Kaduri called them and said, let's do it, we have to do it. So they said, okay, first, before we can go to Rav Ovadia to get him to do a cherem, we have to go to Rav Kaduri to let him know what happened. We're talking about a man that's 108 at the time, 109 years old at the time. Something crazy, right? So they go to Rav Kaduri and they say, listen, this guy started to curse you out on the radio. He says bad things about you. We want to do a cherem. He says, what did he say about me? He said, it's against halacha to even repeat what he said. A person who disgraces a Talmid Chacham, we can't even repeat his words. We don't want to say what he said. And they said to him, I am commanding you now to tell me what he said. I want to know what he said. So his son stood up and says, Rav, you want to know what he said about you, Abba? He said this, and he said this, and he said this, and he said this. And Rav Kaduri starts to smile and says, Baruch Hashem, he's so happy. He says, this is amazing. I promise you, I don't want you any of you to do anything. Not even to go to Chacham Ovadia to tell him what happened. Don't even go. Not even to have a conversation with him. Arya Deri was there. Rabbi David Ovadia was there. Rabbi David Yosef was there. And also the son of Rav Kaduri. And he made them promise him, like 10 times, that they're not going to go to Rav Ovadia about this situation, not say anything. So when Rav Ovadia's son was leaving the room, he says, it can't be. One is you're ignoring someone disgracing you, that's one thing. But to completely be happy about it, it doesn't faze you, you're happy about it, it can't be. So he looked back and he wanted to see, what was Chacham Kaduri like doing after he left the room. So they're looking through the door. And when they walked in, he was learning with 15 Mekubalim. Old Mekubalim, old in their 80s, 90s, he was in his hundreds. And as soon as they left, he saw Rav Kaduri went back to teaching the Chabura. And he was like giggling throughout. He was like giggling and he said this smile of like happiness that he got that what had happened. And it's not a pele, not a wonder that the man lives for over 110 years. Because if you live your life like that people disgrace you on public radio, in your country, and when you're a completely holy man, and you just brush it off like that, and it actually makes you happy.
So why?
Why what?
So why is he so happy?
Because it must be that he's doing something right. If the klipa's coming against him,
if you read the Qumran, they're in the Torah that explains this.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking.
There you go. The Torah, but I'm not gonna.
Well, we're gonna go ahead now to our teachings. Is that the show?
Oh, it's so...
L'chaim, b'schut ha-tzadikim. B'zat Hashem. Motzei Shabbat, u'tchilat ha-avodah. Motzei Shabbat is the beginning of the work, right? We talked about it at the end of last week's class. I'm not going to go into the whole entire thing. But Rav Chaim Vital starts his teachings on Shabbat. What does he start with? He starts with the part on Motzei Shabbat, the work of Motzei Shabbat, right? Just to bring the words of him, of what Rav Chaim Vital says there, דא כי יאן שמן שמינו יום ראשון שבשבוע מתחילים ששת ימי החול. From the first day of the week, the 6 days of the week begin. לכן ראיתי לבאר בתחילה עניין ליל מוצא שבת קודש. Therefore I saw fitting to first things first explain the night of מוצא שבת. Right? The exit of Shabbat, to start the book with explaining that. And after that, the ideas of the 6 days of the week. And after that, ערב שבת קודש. And after that, the ideas of Shabbat itself. So just know, guys, we said we're talking about a chabura on Shabbat. It's going to take us a little bit of chapters before we get to Shabbat, actually. right? But it's important because the 6 days of the week prepare you for Shabbat. Since the main vessel to receive the sanctity of Shabbat is by way of preparation, that's what Rabbeinu Chaim says, that the preparation starts immediately when Shabbat ends. That's when the next Shabbat already starts. Right? So we have to understand that this is a big, big principle, that Motzei Shabbat is when the work starts. And we said that it's not that there's darkness now, it's not that everything is gone, it's just that it appears the way Hashem is with you, Motzei Shabbat, like He was on Shabbat, like He is with you on Tuesday, like He is with you on Wednesday, Hashem is with you all times. Right? There's just a concealment of the light. It's not that you're distant on Motzei Shabbat. The whole entire job is just that now that the light was, so to say, concealed from you, are you able to download it and make it one with you? Hashem is with you no matter what. You have to know this secret, that Hashem is with you and He'll never abandon you, He'll never leave you, and His light is always with you in the same exact level, exactly how it was in Shabbat. Hashem gives you the ability to overcome all of the hardships, all of the tests, and even more so. You can elevate yourself very much on Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat is a time that you can do immense, immense avodah. Because you'll understand that the darkness is not distance. The goal, rather, is to arouse us to take the light of Shabbat into a deeper part in our heart. And to acquire this emunah in a deeper sense, in a way that will illuminate us even in the times that there's a concealment. Because even though the form of the work changes, the way we serve Hashem changes from Shabbat to the 6 days of the week, right? It's not the exact same thing. Shabbat has its own avodah, and the 6 days have their own avodah. So the work has changed. But even though that's the case, Hashem Himself says the same. Hashem's still with you. And even more so, now you're able to ascend to a higher level and to merit to live with Hashem, not only on Shabbat, that there the whole entire world and nature is nullified. Even more so, now you can merit to live with Hashem, with the truth of Hashem, even in the weekdays. And to merit to live with Dveikut, with Hashem, inside the concealment. And to be able and successful to feel Hashem, and to see Hashem, and to see His hand in everything that you're doing in your life, in every facet of your life, even in the things that appear as if they're natural, their nature. And to merit to understand, and to feel, and to live out that everything is just the hand of Hashem. And whatever appears like other people are doing this thing to you, or that I worked myself, I put in a lot of effort, the truth is that all of the creations in the world are just vessels and emissaries to Hashem Yitbarach. So how do we bring this light down? It's by preparing for the next week, the next Shabbat. All of this Motzei Shabbat energy is just a preparation for the next level that we're going to receive on Shabbat. Every Shabbat we ascend from level to level to level. You never had two Shabbats the same in your life. Every single Shabbat was in another level that you went up. Because by way of us being able to guard inside of us the light of Shabbat that passed, and to acquire it, and then we'll merit also that Hashem will be revealed on the next Shabbat in a deeper sense. So by now, meaning by way of Motzei Shabbat, we're going to work hard in order to be able to reduce... in order to be able to acquire, I was distracted, to be able to acquire the light of Shabbat and to live with it, even in the weekdays, even in the darkness, by way of this, we're preparing a vessel to be fitting beings to receive the next higher level that we're going to get next Shabbat. So on Motzei Shabbat, it's not only a completion of the Shabbat that was, it is mainly the beginning of the preparation for the new level that we're going to receive in the next Shabbat. And we have to go into this avodah, we have to do this with all of our might. We have to really start with power, not with like a laziness, Motzei Shabbat sucks. No, right now we're starting to be able to be fitting to receive the next Shabbat. Oh, man. So what do we do with the hardship that we feel in Motzei Shabbat, if that's the case? How do we deal with all of the hard process that we have in Motzei Shabbat? By way of this understanding, a person won't fall down to the feeling of hardship on Motzei Shabbat when you understand this properly. Rather, you're going to make a decision, I'm going to start a new page of work. I have new aspirations, I have a new goal. I'm not going to pay attention to all the hardships that I'm experiencing. I'm on a new mission. I have something to do right now.
That's
True.
And you're going to make a decision to continue to live out the reality of Hashem just like you were in Shabbat. Because all of the good light that you feel on Shabbat is the light of Hashem Himself. But this light of Hashem, it gets enclosed and revealed by way of the Shabbat. So therefore it's clear to you that even if the time of Shabbat has passed, the true light of Hashem hasn't left you. It's just that Shabbat was a way to reveal it. But Hashem's light is Hashem's light. It doesn't need Shabbat. It's just one of the ways Hashem chooses to reveal Himself to you. Hashem's always there. So the light of the Shabbat doesn't leave at all. Because what is the essence of that light? What is the goodness of that light? It's Hashem. And Hashem doesn't change ever. Just Shabbat, we merited to have a revelation on the highest level possible of this light. We also received brand new vessels that now will be able to serve Hashem in a deeper way with more strength and to come closer to Hashem more and more and more. After we merit to get all of these powerful mochim, this powerful light and intellect that are revealed by way of Shabbat and on Shabbat, we have to take them, Bizat Hashem, to the rest of the week. That this is when we need the light in the darkness. When do you need light the most? In the darkness, not in the middle of the day. Right? Lighting a candle in the middle of the day doesn't do too much to help your vision. Right? But in the middle of the night, one tiny candle could show you a lot of things that are hidden from you. And by way of the light of Shabbat, we'll be able to continue to seek out the Shekhinah, to chase after the Shekhinah, to seek to come closer to Hashem Yitbarach, to cling to ourselves, to cling ourselves to Him, and to fight our egos, and to merit to get to Bitul, to nullify ourselves and to include ourselves inside Hashem. Because the whole entire purpose of our being is to merit to be closer and closer to Hashem, not only on the days that we have a reason to feel closer to Hashem, not only on Shabbat and the holidays when it's obvious that you're closer to Hashem. Every single day, every single situation, you need to feel a connection to Hashem. And these lights that we receive on Shabbat, their idea is Dveikut. Recognition of Hashem, Dveikut, clinging to Hashem like we explained in the last two classes. So now, we need to continue this Dveikut into the weekdays by way of Torah and Tefillah and the rest of the different avodas that we have. And this is the whole entire purpose of Shabbat. Why do we get a Shabbat every week? To bless the 6 days so that you can be connected to Hashem in the 6 days. That's why we have it. It's not enough to be a holy Jew just on Shabbat. The whole part of Shabbat is that you be able to be a holy Jew when you don't feel like being a holy Jew, when it doesn't feel easy to be a holy Jew, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday. And this is the solution for a lot of good people. A lot of good people. That they feel in Motzei Shabbat, this hard hardship, this hard feeling that they have of darkness, of confusion. And there's a lot of people that have worked on themselves and they're connected and they learn Torah and they pray, that they really feel a depression come over them after Shabbat. They feel like all the lights have been turned off. Since their soul took so much pleasure in the sanctity of Shabbat, then when that light leaves them, it's very hard for them. But if you merit to start the avodah again, to start the work of Motzei Shabbat is a holiday in itself. It's a holy day in itself, right? If you go into the work of Motzei Shabbat with power, and you don't look at Motzei Shabbat just as a completion of the Shabbat that was. Then, if it's a completion, that means that the light is gone. It's very hard. That means you're not going to have Shabbat anymore. It's done. Shabbat is done, and you're not going to have this experience for another 6 days. That sucks. Right? Amen. But if you think, right now, straight away, I'm beginning the work that I need to merit to a deeper level on the next Shabbat, and the work right now is to guard all of the light that I just downloaded in the past 25 hours, and to fight to keep it, to acquire it, to make it part of me, if you think that way, then it will make the hardship that you experience on Motzei Shabbat much less for you. You'll be able to really go into it. You'll be able to guard the light and to make sure that you get to the next Shabbat on a higher level. Because in this kind of way, a person goes into the work of Motzei Shabbat with momentum, with a goal, with aspirations to achieve something, to get to the next level. And then, even inside your heart, you have this feeling of darkness, this feeling of hardship. You understand that this darkness is not true. It's not real what I'm experiencing. Hashem Yitbarach didn't leave me. He's here with me. And He's putting Himself right now. You, meaning you, you put yourself right now on Motzei Shabbat in a situation where you're like a soldier fresh to go out to war. You've had a break. You're ready. You've downloaded the tools that you need to go out and fight. And you're going to go out and fight. And what are you fighting for? To guard all of the light of all of the pleasure that I just experienced on Shabbat. And to acquire it and to bring it into the deepest parts of concealment that I experience in my being. So what is the purpose of all of the things that we have to do on Motzei Shabbat? Who can name some of the things we have to do on Motzei Shabbat?
Havdalah.
Lav Malka. What does it start with?
What?
Arvit. Praying. Arvit. Ma'ariv.
Kol Mayan.
Kol Mayan. Okay, that's one of them. If you're really taking this seriously and it's a real avodah, then you have to.
Of course.
You have to, exactly. Right? Melav Malka. All these things, right? Therefore, Chazal, they gave us a different... Huh? Eliyahu Navi, like you said in your class in the Al-Shech, right? 130 times to say Eliyahu Navi Zachulatov Motzei Shabbat. It's a mantra that you say, repeat it again and again and again. Leiten lecha and Zidichov together in a minyan and to dance together. Agitevach, Agitevach, Dirai, Dai, 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 Agitevach. Right?
Let's go.
So therefore, Chazal instituted for us a whole bunch of different halachot that we have to do on Motzei Shabbat. They are vessels to be able, by way of them, to download this light of the Shabbat that was into the weekday. To make this infusion and this transmission of the light that we had on Shabbat into the mundane. To bring it into our weekday. And all of the fine details of the minagim and the halachot that we have in Motzei Shabbat, their power is immense to take a fire that's inside our heart and to ignite it in a stronger way. We just said Eliyahu Navi and look what happened. There you go. To take them into the light, the Shabbat that just passed, so we shouldn't lose that light. That we shouldn't, it shouldn't go to nowhere, right? We should be able to hold on to it. Rather, we're going to bring it into us, and it's going to become part of us in a full acquisition. And the footnote that we're reading right now is Lev. Eliyahu Lev just walked in, and the Lev Lamed Bet, the 32nd footnote that we're up to, it's written in the Arizal, Kvar Noda. It's already known. Ki kol pu'ulot leil motzei Shabbat. Everything that you have to do on Motzei Shabbat, the whole entire intention of them is to be able to keep inside of you a little bit of the light that was from Shabbat and to take it into the weekdays. That's what Arizal says about everything that we have to do on Motzei Shabbat. So there's immense power here in these minagim and these alachot, right? Arvit, Melav Malka, Avdalah, Eliyahu Navi, Vayiten Lecha, to take this light to this additional neshama that we received, like we talked about in the previous weeks, every Jew gets an additional neshama, right? And to keep this part, so that it's not an addition that leaves you, that every Shabbat you just get an addition. No, every Shabbat you get an additional part that stays with you, and then an additional part that goes on top of that, an addition, an addition, an addition, an addition. Every week you're adding more light to yourselves. And what was that additional neshama? What does it give you the power to do? To recognize Hashem in a deeper sense, to be connected to Hashem even more and more and more. So what's the practical work that we have to do? The work on Motzei Shabbat is to continue to hold on to the recognition and the dveikut and the unity that we had and that we merited to feel on Shabbat, and to live with that reality throughout the whole entire 6 days of the week. And this is what it means, La'ashir l'chol ha'shavua et ha'neshama yetira, to leave for ourselves the whole entire week the additional soul that we downloaded on Shabbat. And whoever comes to the work of Motzei Shabbat in this way, he won't fall to depression at all. More so, he'll have tons of desire, like a soldier that's going out to war, he says here. Sherotze leharot et gvurato, he wants to show his might. Kach anu rotzim leharot la'Hashem yitbarach et ne'emunatenu. So too, we want to show to Hashem our loyalty, that we are clinging to Him, and we're living Him, even in the times of concealment. Because even if we don't feel light, and we have this feeling of hardship, this feeling of concealment, this feeling of a lack of light, when a person understands the depth of what we're talking about here and how important it is, then he'll be successful in holding on strong to Hashem with dveikut, with an internal connection, with a strong decision, and with loyalty to Hashem. Practically, what does this mean? You should not be startled at all by what you're feeling Motzei Shabbat. You're going to have an emotion of darkness, an emotion of depression, an emotion of lack of light. Don't get startled. Rather, go into that feeling itself and bring yourself into working to learn Torah, to speak with Hashem, or the rest of the different things that you have to do, everyone according to their level. Do your Melave Malka, sing your songs, right? Baba Sali, whose Zilula is coming up very soon. Motzei Shabbat is the Ilula of Sidna Baba Sali. Yeah.
When?
Motzei Shabbat, this Motzei Shabbat.
No way.
I have something I'm going to, but no this Motzei really? Shabbat is, right? And what is the Baba Sali says? Baba Sali said that he would, it's known Baba Sali would fast 81 times in his life. He fasted from Motzei Shabbat till Kiddush. Meaning the whole entire week, no eating, no drinking, no nothing. But he said that, and that caused him to have very strong problems in his intestines, right? He fasted so much that his intestines were a shot. He would force himself to wash to make Melave Malka. Right? The halacha says that you should have your table set, like it's Shabbat, right? And you should wash on bread. You don't have to, these are all minagim, right? But you should do it, and it's a very blessed thing to do. It's a skula to get saved from all of the hardships of the wars of Gog and Magog, right? And all of the hardships of the birth pains of Mashiach. And Baba Sali would force himself to wash his hands to eat the Suda. Right? So just to talk a little bit about the tzaddik. Go ahead.
So he wouldn't eat during the week, but he would eat this meal?
Because it's part of Shabbat. What are we saying here? It's part of Shabbat. So how could you skip it? There's four meals in Shabbat. Three of them are during Shabbat. One of them starts after. Right? Wow. Baruch haba. Look at this. Record timing, guys. Record timing. I love it. And more. Whoa! We just talked about David Malka Mashiach and his It's all, we're on a roll, guys. Baruch Hashem. V'akol mitoch hakarat pnimit shehashem yitbarach imi ve'etzli bidyuk kmo b'shabbat. All of the work that I'm going to do and the approach that I have to Motzei Shabbat is all with the recognition that Hashem is with me just like He was on Shabbat. And all of the hardships that I'm feeling and all of the darkness that I'm experiencing is just a test to help me take my loyalty to a deeper level. Ve'en kan hefsed or rekanut or richuk. There's no such thing as emptiness or as a loss or distancing on Motzei Shabbat. Just that the light and the true dveikut of Shabbat has to be brought down in a higher level. Right? Meaning on Shabbat, you experience godly consciousness. That's amazing. But it's Shabbat. When it comes Motzei Shabbat, you should still be able to experience it, but just Hashem now wants you to take it level, another level deeper, right? When everything was clear to you, you felt it, gevalt, amazing, kol hakavod. Now I'm going to give you a higher level to work on. I'm going to take away all of the feelings. Now take it deeper into your heart, right? That's all it is.
This applies to the 6 days very much so as well.
100%. 100%.
Like on a Tuesday, if you're feeling like davening, it's not as big a reward. If you get all the feelings taken away from Hashem, you can't daven. You gotta, and you still go, this is the practice for 6 weeks.
Exactly, so this is what we've been saying. What is the work?
It starts on Motzei Shabbat.
What is, exactly, when is this all start? It starts on Motzei Shabbat. That's when the work begins. Your whole entire week is rooted in Motzei Shabbat. Right, from Arvit to Motzei Shabbat, until Shabbat, you are downloading, all comes down there. Ve'gami chazeket etzma, also strengthen yourself. That in this work of Motzei Shabbat, you have to put in extra effort.
That explains a lot.
To hold on to your emunah. And this, you're starting. Ani matchil, kvar akshav, I'm starting already from now, from Motzei Shabbat. The preparation for the next Shabbat that's coming. Uvezeh adam yichyeh v'yichazek et rucho. By way of this, you will live and you will strengthen your spirit. And by way of this, you will connect yourself in a relationship to Hashem. And to an anticipation to the great, amazing light that is going to be revealed on the next Shabbat. So what is Arvit? Now we're getting to the practicalities. Okay? Now, guys, pay attention. If you want, there's paper and pen here. If you want to take notes afterwards, I highly recommend that you take these notes and you put them inside your sidur.
Is there any filter?
If you have a sidur that you're used to doing, right, you take it and you write it inside your sidur so that you have the markings there to have the proper intention. Whoever wants, it's right here, paper and pen.
Or you could do airplane mode and notes. That's
good. Yeah.
It's more efficient.
Like the Ben Ish Chai says, the Rav Kaduri was a student of the Ben Ish Chai. And the Rav Kaduri said, and the Ben Ish Chai, sorry, like we said it before, when you take notes, it's as if you're doing review four times.
He also said not to take notes with the phone.
Arvit.
Just kidding. Look at my handwriting, bro. I don't know.
No, he's doing Kiruv. He's doing Kiruv. He's doing it. After that, he's going to make a post, and the whole world's going to get good notes. Guys, the notes that you're going to see after this class are sponsored by Abu Lafi Meditation. Oh, Hashem. Tov. So, Arvit, now we're getting to the practice. We've explained what is Motzei Shabbat, and now, practically, Motzei Shabbat starts with Arvit. Hopefully you're doing that after Rabbeinu Tam. That would be a fitting way to do it. Because something that's Doraita, you should go to Chumrah. Right? And Shabbat is Doraita, so God forbid you break Shabbat. So then you take the Chumrah and you take it out on Rabbeinu Tam. That's the whole entire idea. Ata Chonentanu. The main aspect of what we say on Motzei Shabbat Arvit is Ata Chonentanu. You blessed us, you beseeched us, you bestowed upon us. Bringing the light inside the weekdays. The first work of Motzei Shabbat is the saying of Ata Chonentanu. Where do we say this, guys?
At the beginning of Shmona Esrei.
At the beginning of Shmona Esrei, we say this. Ata Chonen L'Adam Da'at is the first blessing that we make on a regular day. Inside that first blessing, we already studied there. Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Simply, an Avdalah is the time of, so to say, distancing and separating ourselves from this world. But the truth is, or separating ourselves from Shabbat, right? Avdalah means to differentiate. Lavdil. Right? Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Shabbat, Lesheshet Yemei HaMaaseh. You want to make this separation, this differentiation between Shabbat and the weekday. So that's the time of Avdalah already. But the truth is that specifically then is when there's a huge connection between the light of Shabbat and the weekday. Because the whole entire idea of Avdalah is to take the light of Shabbat and to reveal that this light is true, not only on Shabbat, that everything is elevated and it's everything is nullified and everything is in Shovet, everything is Mushbat, is so to say resting. But even in the weekdays, even in the mundane, and even there, the truth of God is being revealed, and it's not changing. And therefore, specifically, we have to do an Avdalah. We have to then do Avdalah, meaning we have to know that the truth is that Hashem is always there, exactly like He was on Shabbat. And what appears with my eyes, that is a weekday, and the weekday is different than Shabbat, is only because Hashem Himself made that there should be a few different ways that He reveals His light in the world. Hashem Himself wanted to reveal His life in many different levels. And He made it that a Shabbat will be a time of complete revelation of His essence. And Hashem made it that in the weekdays, there should be a different type of revelation. And that in those weekdays, there's a concealment. Ki behem nitan makom leklipot lechasot me'at. On the weekdays, there was a little bit of power that was given to the klipa, to the husks of this world, to cover up the godly reality that everything internally is just the light of Hashem. But the only difference, the only havdalah, the only hevdel that there is, the only differentiation that is externally. Because that's what Hashem wanted. That there should be a few different ways how the things are being revealed externally in this world. But internally, everything is always just the light of Hashem. Whether it's Shabbat, whether it's a weekday, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Purim, everything is just Hashem internally. And even though in the weekdays it's covered up more, this doesn't mean that there's a change in the essence. Just in the way that is being revealed in the world. And when a person merits to get da'at, this immense da'at, this immense level of da'at, of consciousness, then he starts to ascend even more than on the Shabbat itself.
Ooh.
Because now, right, Hashem chafetz shiyeh lo dira betachtonim. Hashem desired that he should have a dwelling place down here. Shabbat is up there. Me'en olam haba. When you can reveal Hashem on a Monday, then you know you're already on a higher level than when you were revealing Him on Shabbat, when everything was revealed. And on Motzei Shabbat, now the light of Shabbat is being revealed that it's so true that it's even illuminating and revealing itself even in the lowest situations I can experience in life and even in the darkness. So what is the words that we say? Do we have an English siddur here? English siddur? No? So we're going to pull it up on Safari really quick.
Go.
Ata chonentanu. This is what we say when we say ata chonentanu. Ben Kodesh Lechol. Hashem should make a difference between sanctity and mundane. Right, we're starting to establish the days of the week, which are darkness and concealment. Ana, we say, Ana, Hashem, please. Achel aleinu et sheshet yamei ha'maaseh abayim likratenu l'shalom. Begin these 6 days of action that are coming upon us, that they should be in peace. Chashuchim mikol chetz v'menukim mikol avon. Save us from any type of sin. Remove all iniquity from us, that they shouldn't be filled with the bad things in these days. Umidabkim biyiratecha. Make them be able to be days that cling us to your awe, to the awe of you. That we should have an illumination inside of us of this neshama yetera, this additional soul that we downloaded on Shabbat. That tizakenu liskor otcha be'et ha'emet shecha. Merit us to remember you and your truth within all of the week work, the work that we have to do in the weekdays. And we shouldn't fall to any mistake of a sin, of an iniquity, God forbid. Rather, we're going to be clinging to you in truth. Please bestow upon us from you consciousness. Because the idea of da'at is very connected to this. Because what is da'at? Is the ability to connect two different ideas. Right? Where is da'at located? Between Chokhmah and Bina. Chokhmah is bitul, Bina is longing and yearning and bad. And what connects them to? Da'at. So what are we asking? This is exactly why it's in Atachonantanu. Because we need the ability at Havdalah, when there seems to be a difference between the weekday and the Shabbat, the ability to connect the two together. Give us the ability to connect the true godliness that was illuminated on Shabbat with the reality of what I'm going to feel on Motzei Shabbat and the whole entire week. And in Edot HaMizrach, he says here, the Edot HaMizrach, the Sephardi Nusach, the Sephardi liturgy that is said, כשם שיבדלתנו מהעמי הארצות ומשפחות האדמה, כך פדינו והצילינו מסתן רע, מפגע רע, מכל גזרות קשות ורעות מדרשות לבוא בעולם. What did the Sephardim say Motzei Shabbat? Like you made a separation and differentiation between us and the nations of the world, and from the families of the ground. The Zohar explains that there's 7 levels inside the earth, and there's different creatures inside there as well. Hobbits and different things like that, right? So too, redeem us and save us from the Yetzer Ra, from the Satan Ra, right? So the opposing angel. Umipeg Ra, and from any bad thing that could happen to us, God forbid. Mikol gzerot kashot v'ra'ot mitgashot levo ba'olam. And from any evil and horrible degrees that are about to be coming to the world. Save us, Hashem, we're going to the weekday, save us from all of this stuff. Just like you made Am Yisrael different than the Goyim, separate us as well, also from all the bad things that could possibly happen, and also from the Yetzer Ra. And what is the internal aspect of what we're saying here? Alo ata avinu, yivdalto otanu me'agoyim, asher kol mitziyut ram, yichitzoniut bilvad. You made a differentiation between us and the goyim, and their whole entire reality is just about physicality. It's just about the external reality. That's what they put their whole entire attention on. Chaye adama. They live a life of ground, of earth. They live a life of physicality. Separate us from that. You did already. You already did that. Ve'otanu kidash lechiyot chaye neshama. You sanctified us to live a life of neshama. Chaye emet elokit, a life of true godliness. Ana, kamo shekidashta romamta otanu be'etzem mitziyotenu, like you sanctified us and you exalted us and you elevated us at that core of our reality, to be an am segula, a chaye chaye emet, to live out the truth of what you, a life of truth. Kach tatzil otanu b'fol, so to save us in actuality, in the whole entire days of the week, from the lies of the Satan and from the Klipot. And from all of his tries to bring us down. ותצליחנו להתקדש באור השבת. Sanctify us and merit us to be able to be successful in purifying ourselves with the light of Shabbat, the light of truth, the whole entire week. וממילא ננצל מכל מיני גזרות רעות, רחמנא ליצלן. If you do that, then we're going to be saved. If we don't have any sins, then we'll be saved from all the evil decrees or all negative decrees that are coming to the world, which are only the outcome of sins and bad things that are happening. Save us. You already separated us from the goyim. Now merit us to not fall into sins. And if you merit us to not fall into sins, then we're not going to fall into the evil decrees, the bad decrees that are coming. V'tzlichata. When you come to say Atah Chonentanu, you have to work hard to think. What is the practical work? To think and to feel it. To beg Hashem that He should make it a fire inside of you, this truth that Hashem is constantly there. He's always there. Even in the place of darkness. Mm-hmm. That we will merit to remember the oneness and the unity of Hashem, and that we merited to download on this Shabbat, and we will bring it into our lives, into this world, to be successful in revealing Hashem in every single thing we go through in life. So when you come and you say that first blessing of Shemona Esrei, after the Birkat Avot, after the blessings of the forefathers, right, the first three blessings, and you start the Shemona Esrei, it says, Atah Chonentanu, you have to beg Hashem at that point, please Hashem, it's Motzei Shabbat, please, the whole entire week is going to start. There's opportunities for me to fall. There's opportunities for me to do bad things. And then there's going to be bad decrees on the world. Please, like you separated us and you made us holy just at our core, and we meant to live a life of neshama, merit me to please live that out in the next 6 days. And please save me from all the bad things that are going to come to the world. But he says here, it's just a paragraph that you're saying, right? But you have to feel it, you have to believe it, you have to really beg Hashem that that's the case. It's not just another thing that you say. You have to pour out your heart at that point. And then, after we do all of that, we come to the part of Vinoam. Here, you have to pay attention. Because there's stages and there's levels, and we're breaking down a pasuk into different parts. There is a chart here. Bezat Hashem, I'll try to work whenever I get the time. I'm translating this chart. For the Hebrew speakers, I'm going to take a picture for it so you all have it. Bezat Hashem, I'll be able to translate it and make an English version of it. But it goes like this. After Shemona Esrei, there's a part that we say Vi Noam. Okay? See, Vi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenu. It's a pasuk that we say. We have an English Tikkun HaKlali here.
English Tikkun HaKlali.
Tanakh.
That you probably have on the front.
Tanakh. Yes. Here we have English Tanakh. Psalm 90. Second, guys. Alright, Psalm 90. May the pleasantness of the Lord our God be upon us, our handiwork. Establish for us our handiwork, establish it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
This is what we say is part of the work of Motzei Shabbat. This is one of the stages of Motzei Shabbat. May the pleasantness of the Lord our God be upon us. V'noam Hashem Aleinu. Right? Sounds like we're repeating it, but there's a difference here. We'll explain it now. The second part of work that we have to do in Motzei Shabbat is this, the saying pasuk of Vinoam. The Ashkenazim, when they have a holiday coming up in the next week, they don't say it, right? But the Sfardim say it according to Kabbalah, because the Sfardim, when it comes to prayer, always go according to Kabbalah. You say it no matter what. No matter any holiday, no matter what, every Motzei Shabbat you say this, okay? And it goes like this. When we say Vi Noam, Hu Shetosef the Kedusha Shekibanu B'Tfilat Shabbat Timashech Letoch Tfilat Yemei Achol. What are we doing there? We're taking the additional light that we received on Shabbat, and we're infusing it into the prayers of the weekday. Okay? Obviously, when we get to Melave Malka is about bringing your eating of Shabbat into the eating of the weekday. Here, we're talking about the prayers of Shabbat, that the prayers of Shabbat should be brought into the weekday prayers. Like the Arizal says, according to this additional neshama that we received on the aspect of tefillot, anu amurim mizmor shel zeh shel vinoam. We say this mizmor vinoam. By way of this, we take the supernal pleasantness into all of the avod, all of the prayers that we have during the week. And the Marchu, Rav Chaim Vital, adds to what the Arizal says in a side note, and he says there, "Tfilot hem pnimiut ha'olamot." Prayers are the inner aspect of all of the worlds. That's what he said.
Prayers
now are the inner aspect of all of the worlds. That's what he said. Here he adds, the author here of Halberstadt adds, meaning the ashpa'at atfilot ibi pnimiut ha'neshamot. The influence that the neshama has in this world is internally on your neshama, and therefore this e'ara, this illumination that we have by saying vi'noam, it's pulling this illumination that we had during Shabbat in our neshama into the most internal aspect of all of the worlds, which is the 6 days of the week, right? The internal aspect of the 6 days of the week. That's this connection that we're making. Sha'arei b'tfilot Shabbat, when it came to the prayers of Shabbat, we receive from Hashem inside of our neshama et ora gadosh Shabbat, the great light of Shabbat. When you come to pray on Shabbat, you are receiving a download into your neshama of an immense light of Shabbat. We also get an additional nefesh, ruach, and neshama, more of an ability to do the right thing, more of an ability to feel the right thing, more of an ability to think the right thing. Right? And these are the additional abilities to do all those things properly. Speak, act, and feel and think properly. And now when we say vinoam, we're asking that we should have left over and stay inside of us this higher level of Kedusha that we received in our prayers of Shabbat. Alenu. Vinoam Hashem. Alenu. May the light of the pleasantness of Hashem be upon us. Right? Specifically upon us for the whole entire week. Meaning, may we merit to stay with it, to drill it into us deeper in a full acquisition, even in the hardships, and to live it out in any situation. Until the next Shabbat, that there we're already going to be on a much higher level, and we're going to get a new download in a more internal way. And that's how we're going to progress from week to week, ascending and ascending and ascending every Shabbat. Right? But not losing anything ever. So now we're going to break it down, the actual pratim of the Kavanah, if you want to write it. The Arizal explains like this. By saying Vinoam, this one Pasuk, we're asking for three things. This is how you break down the Pasuk. Vinoam Hashem Aleinu, that's the first part. May the pleasantness of Hashem be upon us. Shisharu Aleinu Ha'orot Shikibanu B'koach Etzim Kedushat Shabbat. May all of the lights that we received from the sanctity of Shabbat stay upon us. We had a huge download in the last 25 hours. We don't want to lose anything. Can that please stay on us? One request that we have of Hashem. Second request that we have of Hashem. Umaase yadenu konina aleinu. May the handiwork that I've done be established upon us. Shegama sheheir lanu. That also what you illuminated upon us, Hashem. Everything that I prepared for, everything that I thought properly, everything that I did properly towards that Shabbat and during that Shabbat, in preparation for it, from last Motzei Shabbat until this Shabbat, and during the whole entire Shabbat that I ate, drank, slept, walked, everything was in Kedusha, may all of that please also stay with me. One is, Hashem, the light that you brought down in Shabbat, I want that to stay with me. Two is, my handiwork that I did in order to prepare and to experience that Shabbat, please let that also stay with me. Now the third part is, Umaase yadenu koneneu. Again, I don't know what the translation of, it's hard to make the difference, because here he doesn't really differentiate it so well. In English, it kind of sounds like a repetition, but it's really not, right? It says again, may the pleasantness of the Lord, our God, be upon us. That's the first request. Hashem, you gave us light on Shabbat, let that stay with us. Our handiwork established for us, meaning everything that I did in order to receive the Shabbat and to go through the Shabbat, may you keep that upon us. And then the last part is, our handiwork, establish it. Konenehu.
It's Tehillim
90, nechon. Right? If there's something that I did and I prepared, but it was blemished, or I lost it because of a sin that I did, meaning I learned Ilchot Shabbat and then I did a sin and I didn't keep that halacha. Right? But I learned, I prepared for it. I did something towards the Shabbat, but I messed it up along the way. Please Hashem, also give me the light of that thing that I prepared that I didn't manage to really bring into fruition. I prepared something, I messed up, it didn't really work out, please give me that light as well. Meaning, Hashem, you gave me something from your hands, I want that. Hashem, I prepared something, and it went well, can I please have that too? And Hashem, I prepared this thing, but it didn't really go so well, can I please have that as well? Right? These are the three levels. Mm-hmm. This is a very special light, this last one. Because the first light is the light of Hashem, He gives over as a gift. Right? The first light, Hashem gave it as a gift. And at its core, at its essence, it's the highest light. Right? Hashem giving you something, there's nothing that could be higher than a gift from Hashem. But we might not be able to acquire it as much. Because we didn't do anything for it. Hashem just gave us Shabbat. And we had no part in that. Right? It's itaruta deleila. It's an arousal from up above. The second type of light that came because of our work, there's a higher level on the side that I acquired it. I did something for it. Right? It comes the itaruta deletata. I aroused this energy. But since it came by way of the power of man, right? It's not the strongest light because it came from a manly action. Because in the end of the day, there's involvement of a man's hand. And then there's this feeling of ego, right? So, yes, it's a full acquisition. But why? Because I did it, right? So it's like there's already an automatic blemish there, so to say. Because it's involved with human side. But on the third level, that it has both of them. It has both of the previous levels. The third one. Because on one side, I worked hard for it. I did something for it. Then I have an acquisition. I can actually say, I acquired this. I worked towards this thing. But on the other side, we weren't able to do it properly. We didn't do it properly. And then it got blemished, and it lost. And Hashem Yitbarach, He completed it for us. And then He gave a breath of life into it. And then there it already has a higher light. Because the light of the action came from up above. And this is the completion of it. That I prepared a vessel. And I recognize that Hashem is the one that illuminated it and gave it life. Right? There's a lot of depth to this. Because on every action that I do in every level, there's three parts. In the beginning, Hashem illuminates from His side in order to arouse the person to desire something. Right? Meaning that's from the secret of the Pasuk, Mi Yikdemenu V'Yishalem, who will come before me and I will pay him. Meaning who arouses to do something and I will pay you for that arousal even though really it's me. Right? And that's the first level. And then the person actually goes and he does some kind of work, right? With all of his whatever ability you have, whatever might you have, you go and you do something. That's the second level. Right? Hashem arouses you. You go and you do something. That's your level. But when you ascend more than that, you understand that what you did is, so to say, blemished at its core because it's you doing it. Right? Because it's automatically lacking completion because it's a human act. It's automatically lacking bitul because it's a human act. Everyone according to their level, right? Because obviously there's infinite levels here.
Yeah.
Then you go to a third level. And you ask Hashem, please complete my actions. And you scream out, Ikra le'elokim elyon el gomer alai. I'll call out to the supernal God, to God who will finish the work upon me. And this completion is the tachlit, is the purpose of everything. Because in this situation, it's rectified. That you as a creation, you went out and you worked, you did something, because that's why Hashem put you in this world, but you did it with complete bitul. And with a recognition that in truth, Hashem's the only one that's doing it, and I'm just a vessel. I'm literally just a vessel to be able to do this. So there's many different kavanot, intentions behind this pasuk, v'inoam, right? And here we're going to break them down. We're going to break down four different kavanot that you could have. Do you guys want to do this or you want to skip it?
No, I want to do it.
So, in this pasuk, there's more. In the words vi noam, right? Which is again, may the pleasantness. יכוון להוריד את האור של שבת קודש, שהוא אור העולם הצילות. I have intention to download the light of Shabbat Kodesh, which is the light of Atzilut. That there you see that everything is just Hashem Yitbarach, and everything is completely nullified in front of Hashem, and you want that that light of complete nullification from the world of Atzilut should illuminate the world of Bria. I'm not going to explain so much here. I'm going to read the words. If we want, we can talk about this afterwards. We'll break it down a little bit more, but just because it's live and recorded. Meaning, from within this truth of Shabbat, we'll be able to serve Hashem the whole entire week with complete nullification of my ego and with a yearning and a desire of passion. That all has to do with the world of Bria. Because when the light of Atzilut, which is the light of recognition, a deep sense of complete bitul, illuminates the world of Bria, then everything in the world of Bria will be done on such a higher level. Because when a person works with passion and with yearning, that, and within that passion and that yearning, it's included inside there a complete bitul, then the quality of that yearning is much, much higher and much deeper, right? And you think, and you ask Hashem, V'nom, Ana Avi Shebishamayim, please, my Father in Heaven, Ten li et ha'noam shel Shabbat l'chol ha'shavuah, give me the pleasantness of Shabbat for the whole entire week, that I should live out this true light of Shabbat, and I will remember you constantly, and I'll serve you with complete passion and with effort, with all of my might, but all of my work will be done only from a recognition that everything is you, and I'm completely nullified to you, and my ego is not involved here. Because Noam is the supernal light of Hashem that he's revealing on Shabbat Kodesh. And it's gematria of Ekye, filled with yuds. Noam is gematria of Ekye, filled with yuds. What does it mean, filled with yud? Aleph, you spell that, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Yeah. Hey, yud. Yud is yud. And hey is with the yud. So you add two yuds to the hey, right? And that shows that the creature, the human being, is yearning towards its creator until he nullifies himself and is completely included back into Hashem from a recognition in the real, true reality of his light. And then you have intention to illuminate this light from Atzilut, which is the light, the highest level of the light of Shabbat, to the world of Bria, in order that there should be this light for the whole entire week. That's one intention. After that, you say, Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu V'Noam, right? That's the first step. The light of Atzilut to the light of Bria, the world of Bria. Then you say the next words, Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, and you have intention to ask for Hashem that he should take the light of Bria into the world of Yetzirah. Right? That this light, this true light, should also Ya'ir Aleinu. It should also illuminate upon us, mamash. Meaning, Al Libeinu, on our heart. And we will merit to the light of love and awe and dveikut in Hashem, that these are the avodot ha-shachim, these are the works that we have to do, Ava, Ira, and Dveikut. Those are the work that is involved that we have to do in the world of Yetzirah. And our request here is that we will receive the light from the world of Bria. That should be this V'tiyeh ha'avodah shel ahava v'ira v'dveikut v'yeter set v'yeter p'nimiyut. That our light of our work of ahava, ira, and dveikut should be on a higher level with the influence of the light of Bria. Because everything will be from a complete recognition that the light of the infinite and the bitul, that these are the levels that come from Atzilut. And from Atzilut of bitul, we go into this yearning and this hard work that comes from the world of Bria. And we take that into our Ava, Ira, and Dveikut, which is Yetzirah. And the third level is Maase Yadenu Konena Aleinu, my handiwork be established. Yichaven levakesh Hashem Yitbarach she'yirao me'olam Yetzirah le'olam Asiya. You ask now Hashem, take the light of Yetzirah and bring it into Asiya. Meaning that this light should also come to the lowest reality, the simple reality of our being. This is the aspect of Olam Asiya Gashmi, the physical world of action. That also there, this at the core of our reality, the simple physical reality that we're living in, that we should live out complete recognition in Hashem. And there will constantly be in love and awe and dveikut and not chas v'chalila feeling ourselves as an ego. And the fourth level is ma'aseh adinu konenehu, my handiwork establish it. And here, we're continuing to ask from Hashem that He should illuminate the world of Asiya, but now we're asking from Hashem that He should illuminate our actions. Right? There's a level of our thoughts, our speech, our love, and our awe and our dvekud. But now we want our actions. Ma she'anu osim b'fol, what I go out to do practically in the world, that Hashem should have illumination of truth in those actions. And they should be done with the proper intention, with the proper emotions. Because since the main hardship and the main test is in the actions, right? That's where you mainly get tested. You could feel and you could know Hashem exists and you can feel Hashem, but you go and do the wrong thing, right? Because there, the klipa is the strongest, has the strongest power in physicality. Because it's klipa, it's physical, it's external. Right? So it has the most hold on the physical action that you do. They try to make a lie to the person and to say them as if everything depends really on your effort. Right? And they try to make you convinced that you're the one that's doing everything. You're the one that woke up to Shachar. You're the one that went to go do this. You're the one that's doing that. Therefore, we have to illuminate again within the world of Asiya twice the light of truth. And it's not enough that we did it before that into the world of Asiya. Now we have to illuminate the outcomes, that they should come out in action properly. Therefore, we double this last part that says Ma'aseh Adinu Konenehu, that all of our actions in reality, in actuality, should be in the proper way. In a deeper sense, we're asking Hashem, Shata techonenet ma'asim shelanu. You prepare our handiwork. You, Hashem, establish our handiwork. That we have blemished, we have messed up, and with your mercy, please fix them. Meaning, when I go to do something, I give a tzedakah to someone. I feel I gave tzedakah to someone. It wasn't even your money to give away to begin with. It's Hashem's money. What are you doing? What exactly are you... What did you do? Right? So it's nearly impossible to do any action in this world without feeling that. So what do? We ask Hashem, I'm going to feel what I'm going to do, and I'm going to have an ego nearly in everything that I do. Please, Hashem, with your mercy, make sure that that action isn't completely lost. Put your light in there, the light of truth, that it's all you. And specifically, we have intention to illuminate the world of Asiya, also from the world of Atzilut, also from the world of Bria, also from the world of Yetzirah, that by way of the light of all of them, we'll be able to properly establish all of our actions in this world, and we'll be able to do our actions with a place of, from the place of Bitul and recognition to Hashem, and with yearning and passion and love and awe and Dveikut. That was the explanation of one Pasuk. We have a little bit left. Now we say right after Vinoam, we say the Mizmor, a complete parak of Tehilim, which is the next parak of Tehilim, which is Tzadik Aleph, 91. Right, Yoshev Beseter Elyon. Right? What is Yosheva Satan? Whoever sits in the refuge of the Most High, he shall dwell in the protective shade of the Almighty. Yeah. And so on and so forth. Psalm 91. In continuation of what we requested in the last Pasuk, which is, by the way, that previous Pasuk that we said is the last Pasuk of 90, and then we say 91. Right? Mm-hmm. So in continuation of what we said there, now we say Yoshev Beseter, whoever sits in the refuge of the Most High. The whole entire idea of this mizmor that we say is that Hashem should protect us from all of the damaging forces that are in the world. Because on Shabbat, all of the damaging energies are bound and they're conquered in the great abyss. And so to say, suppressed. They can't affect us. Because on Shabbat, any klipot shum shlita. Shabbat, the klipa has no reign, has no rule. But on Motzei Shabbat, they come out again. They come out of the abyss. They come to try to mess you up and to make you confused. And by way of them confusing you, now they start to have the ability to mess with you, to hurt you, to cause you damage. Right? So during Shabbat, if you're not living in the klipa, right, obviously there's levels to this, right? Because we see things, bad things that happen on Shabbat. So there's levels to this reality. But on Shabbat, so to say, there's this removal of it, and then we're able to come back. Once the Shabbat, now all of the klipa is coming out of their abyss that they were hidden in and bound to on Shabbat, and they're trying to mess with us. And what do we say? We ask from Hashem, Hashem, please guard over us, that they won't be able to even approach us, that these klipa won't even be able to come towards us, by way of us yoshuvim b'seter elyon, by way of us taking refuge of the Most High, right? And we rest in His protective shade of the Almighty. By way of us being there, the klipa won't be able to come to us. We are holding ourselves onto emunah, loyalty to Hashem. And by way of this, we nullify all of the power of the klipa. Those two paragraphs were an explanation of a whole entire verse. a whole entire paragraph of Tehillim. Before that, we had nearly two pages on one verse, and then we had three paragraphs on a whole entire paragraph. And then we have Kiddusha. Right? After that we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We do a Kiddusha like we do in Shmona Yisrael. We do one also in Arvit. And we continue and we say Kiddusha. And here in Kiddusha, it has the ability to pull the light of Shabbat into the weekdays and to illuminate even the weekdays with the light of truth. She'en od milvado. That there's nothing besides Hashem. The Arizal writes there in Shara Kavanot, he says like this. Inyan Kiddusha uva letzion. The idea of Kiddusha uva letzion. She'na'agu lomar b'leil motzei Shabbat. That the people say on the night of motzei Shabbat. The intention is like this: להמשיך הארת העולם הצילות אשר בסוד תוספת שבת אל העולם הבריאה. To pull down the light, the illumination of the world of הצילות, which is the secret of the addition of Shabbat, to the world of בריאה. כי שם מכינת קדושה תובה לציון. Because that's the aspect of the kedusha of ובא לציון. And our intention is to take this additional level of kedusha, which is into the בריאה, כדי שתקיים כל ששת ימי השבת. Ad Shabbat Acheret, that there should be an illumination of this whole entire energy from the Shabbat in the whole 6 days until the next Shabbat. Lechen en kedusha zo neimra b'leil acheret, leil acheret. Therefore, we don't say kedusha in Arvit on other nights. We only say it on Motzei Shabbat. Zulat zo ki ein biyadenu koach lamshich hayarat atzilut bevriya ela b'leil hazeh velo b'shar yamot achol. The only night that you have the ability to take the light of Atzilut into the light of Bria is on Motzei Shabbat. You can't do this on a Monday night. You can't do this on a Tuesday night. You can't do it on any other night. It's only on that time. Vomrim Kadosh, 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 Gimel Pa'amim Keneged Gimel Olamot Bria Yetzirah Ve'Asirah. Why do we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Because we're taking the light of Atzilut, which is already a Kedusha that we don't have to mention. And we're saying Kadosh, one Kadosh to bring it into Bria, one Kadosh into Yetzirah, one Kadosh to bring it down to Asirah. To reveal that even in our lives, now we exist only by way of the power of the Ein Sof. Umalat kedusha zo gedola meod. The level of this kedusha is very, very high. Until the rabbis say in the Zohar Kadosh, she'ad she'amiru v'tzibru kedusha zo asu ladlik esh afilu shekvar yatsa Shabbat. Until you say this kedusha, you're not allowed to light a fire, even if Shabbat is over. Until the tzibru, until the public has said, Kadosh, 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 and Motzei Shabbat, no cigarettes, no lights, no Avdala, no nothing. Technically, this is not Halacha. This is Zohar. Right? But Zohar... Am I Avdil Ben Kodesh Lechol?
No.
What?
Baruch Amav.
Baruch Amav. Yeah, but that, according to the Zohar, that doesn't work. You have to pray Arvit first. Yes. You have to pay our feet before you do Abdullah.
Maybe that's why you say it three times.
What? No, again, it's very nice that you guys say it, but it's not according to the Zohar. והטעם בזה, what's the reason? כי אי אפשר להתחיל לעשות מלאכה לפני שממשיכים את אור השבת לתוך ימי החול. You are not able to do a מלאכה, a creating act, without pulling down the light of Shabbat into the weekday and making a declaration. שקדוש קדוש קדוש אדוני צבאות מלוא כל הארץ כבודו. Holy, holy, holy are you, Hashem, God of legions. The whole entire world is filled with your honor. כי רק עם האור השבת, only with the light of Shabbat, and the recognition, who is the real doer? Who is the one that's doing everything that is considered a creating act, a melacha, right? That's Hashem. Anu yochlim lifol v'lasot melachot. Only once we recognize that Hashem is the doer, can we so to say, go out and do, right? In a proper way, without gava, without pride. And then, we won't be broken, and we won't go into despair. Rather, we're going to do everything that we need to do during the 6 days with the recognition that we're just emissaries of Hashem, blessed be He. We're just tools to reveal His light. In a deeper sense, Shabbat Kodesh is the light of Atzilut, the light of Chochmah. It's a level of complete bitul. There, we don't see anything besides the godly light, and we mamash feel enod milvado mamash, right? La'kol batel lefanav, everything is nullified in front of Hashem with complete bitul and shvita gemura, complete nullification. And now, in the weekdays, we have a different work that we have to reveal. And there's a level of the world of Bria, which is the light of Bina. And the idea here is that there should be some kind of reality to a creation, and it shouldn't be completely nullified. It has to go out and it has to do. But it has to do it specifically with a nullification of self. Bitul Ayesh. Meaning, from a recognition, She'en li hanivra shum chashivut v'yeshut etzmi. Me as a creation, I have no importance myself. I'm not important at all. And All I am is a creation serving His master. I am a messenger. I am a loyal servant. And you will work and do and work hard with all of your power, but with a recognition who is really doing it and who gave you the power to do anything. In order to be able to successfully live in this world and to serve Hashem without pride, without falling into the mistakes of Teva, of nature. Because in order to do this, and to bring the work into this illumination of Shabbat into the weekdays. This bitul that we merit to get on Shabbat, we have to bring it deeper. And this is what is called in the Arizal, that we bring Kedusha of Atzilut to Bria. This is what it means, to take that light of recognition. Atzilut is Chochmah, which is complete bitul. Bria is Yegiyah, Vishtokikut, Vitlavut, to work hard and to be passionate, to put in the effort and to put in the energy of doing the things right. Right? That's what it means. When we say to take the light of Atzilut into Bria, Atzilut, I'm in Shabbat, I don't do anything. It's all Hashem, I can't even turn on a light switch. That's already too much of an action for me to do on Shabbat. That's already called Melacha, and I'm not a Melech. Only Hashem is the Melech. On the weekday though, Hashem wants you to be the messenger of the Melech, the messenger of the King, and He needs you to turn on the light switch. But don't do it with Gaava. Don't do it with pride. Do it with a nullification to Hashem, a recognition. Now to wrap it up. Amash, I promise you, three little paragraphs left.
What's Yitzira?
Yitzira is Ava, Yira, and Dvekut.
Emotions.
Elu hem ha'avodot shenitkenu b'tfilat ha'arvit shel Moshe Shabbat. These are the works that we have to do. We say Ata Chonentanu, we say V'inoam, and we say Yoshev Veset Elyon, and we say V'ata Kadosh. Right? Ata Chonentanu, the idea is to recognize properly the reality of what is a weekday. To understand that Hashem's also with us in the weekdays. And to merit to see Hashem in all of the mundane aspects of our life. When we say V'inoam, we're asking Hashem to illuminate all of the parts of our soul with the light of the light of that He illuminated on Shabbat. And when we say Yoshev Beseter, Psalm 91, we're asking Hashem to please protect us from all of the klipot and all of the confusion that they're going to bring and try to attack us with. And we say Ve'ata Kadosh, the idea is to take the sanctity of Shabbat, which is the sanctity of the world of Atzilut, into the worlds of Bria, Ayetzira, and Asiya, and to reveal Hashem in every single place. Amen, Ken, Yehi, Ratzon.